Surprise! And welcome to a new episode of Surprise Guest with Pia Arcangel, where we will all find out together kung sino ang ating surprise guest for today. Huhulaan natin ng sabay-sabay sa pamamagitan ng isang set of clues. Balita ko, isa-isa kong makukuha ang mga clues today dahil madali raw hulaan kung sino yung guest. Kaya lang, nako, minsan pag sinasabihin akong madaling hulaan, lalo akong kinakabahan. Okay, pero sige, tingnan natin. First clue, she loves the beach and all things tropical. Okay. To two botchog dogs and one botchog cat. Cute naman, hindi sila nag-aaway. Okay. Despite her name, sunflower ang kanyang favorite flower. So, that means flower yung name niya, pero hindi sunflower. Multi-awarded Filipino-Australian actress and known internationally for her critically acclaimed performance in the 2013 film Transit. Alam ko na kung sino ito. I'm guessing that our surprise guest for today is none other than Jasmine Curtis-Smith. Is that you?
It's me! Correct.
Hi, Jasmine! Hello, Jasmine! How are you?
I'm great! Thank you! Thank you for having me! What a wonderful morning and what a wonderful segment! I love the surprise! I love it!
Nako, Jasmine, the guests always say they love that it's a surprise, but I tell you, I get so nervous each time I try to figure out kung sino ang ating guest for today.
When they said,
your favorite flower is sunflower, something, okay. So basta hindi sunflower ang name niya, pero flower.
Correct. That was a really good clue actually, no? Really good clue. Kasi if you think about it, parang konting nga lang din ang may flower-based na pangalan sa showbiz. So,
iniisip ko nga, meron pa nga bang iba pa? Wait, Jasmine. Parang pang
may
family.
May rose ba? Rose?
Oh, mga rose. Parang pang family feud tong tanong na to eh,
yes,
diba?
I love it.
Speaking of,
survey says,
napanood ko yung family feud ninyo. Congratulations!
Oh my gosh, sobrang clutch yung pagkapanalo namin doon. Last minute, nabawi lahat ng points, Miss Pia. Kaya talagang sabi ko, Raver, nanalo ako last time. Kailangan manalo ulit. Maka ikaw pa yung maging dahilan. And true enough, Miss Pia, alam niyo ba, nung nag-huddle kami, ako pa yung nagsasabi kay River na, River, yung answer dun sa hilaw, parang hindi ako kumpante sa hilaw na kanin. Ako pa yung nagsabi. And yung suggestion ko, Miss Pia, was hilaw na ligo. So,
yes.
Thank God, yung suggestion ng iba yung kinuha namin.
Actually, nanonood kasi kami noon right before news. Sabi namin, pwede mo bang sabihin hilaw yung kanin? Isip kami ng isip, baka hindi survey answer. And true enough, tumama
right?
siya.
Tumama Oo. Siya. Kahit ako rin eh, parang hindi ko naririnig madalas yung phrase. Pero tama pala siya. Tama siya.
At ikaw yeah. na jackpot round.
Yes, kami ni Lizelle. Sobrang perfect nga po yung tandem na pinili ni Raver. Kasi halos pareho lang din kami ng pacing ng utak ni Lizelle talaga po.
Oo, parang same wavelength kayo.
Yes,
wait,
yes.
Wait, natawa ko. Meron ka isang sinagot doon yung isda? Isda ba yon? Ano nga ba yung
ano,
tanong?
Ano, magbigay ng malangis na bagay.
So, ang sabi
kasi,
mo ay
isda.
Fish oil kasi.
Pwede. Kaka-aprito lang kasi, Miss Pia. So, marami pang mantika. Pero in my head kasi talaga pang unang pumasok na word is malansa, not malangis. So, parang yung confusion na ganun sounds like no word. Yeah.
Di ba, jackpot pa rin naman.
Yes. Nakahamol pa rin po kahit pa paano.
Oo nga. Oh, but what's keeping you busy these days, Jasmine? Aside, of course, from ang asawa na asawa ko.
Yes. And you know what? We've been doing very well online for asawa ng asawa ng Miss Pia. Napaka-thankful namin kasi yung viewers pataas ang pataas and very engaged. Meron kaming solid viewer base na talagang yung iba nagpapagising pa kasi nagsisiesta muna bago mag-asawa ng asawa ko. So, other than that, I have two movies about the show. So, I've been busy na umikot po mag-promote for both of them. One of them being 3 Days and 2 Nights directed by Direk R.C. De Las Reyes and I'm casted alongside Barbie Imperial tsaka si J.M. de Guzman dito. So, it's a story about two best friends na from the province, they both seek out their life after graduating. Yung isa magiging successful Manila girl, yung isa naman magsistay behind sa province and seeks out opportunities abroad. But before she leaves the country, meron siyang 3 days and 2 nights with her best friend sa poblacion. So they make the most out of their last time together.
Uy, kasi sa poblacion talaga kayo nag-shoot.
Yes! At nag-immersion pa kami bago mag-shoot. So, ramdam na ramdam ko po ang poblacion area and energy, and iba po, ibang energy doon, Miss Pia.
How would you describe the energy? Eh, kasi nagsudo ako one time. Pero syempre, nasa labas lang ako.
Oh my gosh. Riot siya. I mean, I went through my own phase of going out, partying. Pero siguro kasi po, hindi siya lalagpas ng isa or dalawang taon na talagang tinood ako lang. And then, after noon, ano talaga ako kung body with friends, I'd rather magkape-kape lang tayo o magsama sa bahay, ganyan. Kaya naninibago po ako kapag lumalabas ulit sa mga bar or clubs kasi parang, hindi na pala kaya ng sistema kung mag-recover ganun kabilis. And ayaw ko na rin, not just hindi kaya, ayaw ko na rin palang pagdaanan yung recovery period na usually pinagdadaanan the day after. So, the energy is different.
Grabe naman ang 3 days and 2 nights kasi in poblacion. Siguro kaya pa parang half night.
Half night. 11 uwi na tayo. Ganyan.
Also, dito sa 3 days, 2 nights in poblacion, which friend were you there? Yung nag-abroad or yung nag-pursue dito na opportunities?
Ako si mag-abroad na friend. Pupunta ako ng Saskatoon, Canada. So talagang liblib. And yung dilemma dito is parang sa tagal na namin din nakita in our journey sa tatlong araw na to at dalawang gabi sa poblacion, may ma-encounter pa ako na long-time crush no tipong nasa high school pa kami. And then that'll create some kind of conflict sa amin. Syempre, we're trying to spend time together as best friends. Tapos, here comes a guy, diba? So,
ay, very yon. Realistic, no?
Oh my gosh, yes. Nangyayari yan talaga sa mga mag-best friends, Miss Pia.
Oo, I can imagine yung conflict na yon na parang, diba dapat tayong dalawa lang magkasama? Bakit nandiyan lang yung lalaki? Mag-iiba na naman yung plano.
Yes, malin ako. Akala ko tayong dalawa lang. Ang dami kong hindi makakwento. Ang dami kong hindi man share na insights. Or magpipigil patuloy ako. Yung mga ganon, Miss Pia. So, I'm sure mga mag-best friends dyan would love this movie.
Who else is with you in the film?
So with me, I mentioned earlier JM, no, and si Barbie. But also, we have then si Mercedes Cabral, we have Kakay Bautista, and also a special appearance by drag queen Dalaygon Lady Morgana.
Si Lady Morgana.
It's really fun. I know, siya talaga yung favorite kong drag queen. Kaya ang happy ko na siya yung napunta sa amin. Kasi yung pagkamalambing niya, yung pagkamotherly niya, it really applied well sa mga exam dito.
May comic relief din ba?
Yes, of course. Actually, si Miss Kakay Bautista, sobrang huge comic relief niya in this story. And siya yung character dito na kapag na-encounter namin ni Barbie sa daan ng poblacion, things start going wrong. As in, kung saan-saan na kami napupunta. Dapat inosente lang na kaming dalawa lang mag-best friend, na may kasama crush. Sabay kung saan na kami napunta, hindi namin to alam. Sino tong mga taong to? Ano nang nangyayari sa katoon natin? Ano to? So it's like a good mix of hangover, bridesmaids, feel-good best friend movie. Yeah.
Kayo ni Barbie, nakapag-poblasyon kayo together as your immersion.
Yes! Oh my gosh! And I think ako yung mas na-lost sa aming dalawa nung nag-immersion po kami. Kasi ako yung naunang umuwi, Miss Pia. So, iniwan ko na siya. I think more of pinauwi na nila ako. Hindi ko sila iniwan. Pinauwi na, hindi mo na kaya. Uwi ka na.
Nakita nila, bakit ba? Inaantok ka na ba? Or ano?
I think I was going to a different level na po of lasing. So,
Pero
parang ako na yata yung magiging host ng party. Papunta na ako sa ganong level, Miss Pia. So, kailangan baka magtaka sila. Ito mapayari ng bar na to, diba? Ganun na ako, ex-senadora doon.
Pero just to clarify, ito ay in the name of research.
In the name of research. Yes. Purely, guys. Purely. Akala ko ganito.
Kala ko naman, kaya ka umuwi kasi antok na antok ka na, pagod na pagod ka na. Iba pala, masyado ka na kasi pumaparty.
Opo, natodo eh, kasi nga hindi na ginagawa. So parang na-excite ako nung gabing to, Miss Pia. Like, yeah, Barbie, let's go. Tapos nung si Barbie, siya, ang galing niya kasi, Miss Pia. She's really good at this na she'll offer a round of drinks or shots. And then, akala mo kasabay mo siya, pero siya lang nag-offer.
Ay, so lahat niya, yung nag-shots. Hindi kanya sinabayan.
Hindi! Kaya I'm like, oh my gosh! Actually, parang ganun din yung characters namin in this film. May mga ganong moments na parang, kala ko sabay tayo. Kaya mas dense tuloy yung isa kesa sa kabilang best friend.
Wait, kanino idea na mag-immersion kayo before filming?
Sa director siya. Kay director RC De Los Reyes. 1 month po siyang tumira sa poblasyon at nag-immersion. Pero hindi naman siya gabi-gabi umiinom or naglalasing. Ano lang talaga? The lifestyle, the people, yun. Oh, so
kasama siya nung nag-night out, nag-immersion kayo?
Oh yes, kasi siya yung nakawawa. Oh, Miss Pia, kasi nga, siya yung responsible for me and Barbie that
Nakakatawa. Wait, kayo ba ni Barbie? Friends na kayo even before you worked on this film together? Or this was your first time to work together and to go out?
Yes. First time to work together and to go out. But I've known her previously through common friends. But never talaga kaming nagkatrabaho even on any other film or a TV. Kaya it was a refreshing experience also to, you know, to get to experience each other. And nagulat lang talaga ako, hindi niya ako pala siyang mag-isa doon.
Cheeky mo,
girl!
Sabi mo, pag gano'n, nag-celebrate na kayo at the end of the film's run, labas ulit kayo. Punta ulit kayo
po. Ako naman yun yung mag-offer.
Yes, ikaw na mag-offer.
Baliktad naman tayo, please.
Para lang quits, di ba?
Yes, kailangan makabawi ako.
Pero at this point in your life, Jasmine, when you go out with your friends, ano na bang ginagawa ninyo? Hindi poblasyon levels.
Hindi na talaga. Nowadays, well, kasi yung iba ko pong mga friends may anak na or bagong kasal. So talagang new season na sila in their life. So I just visit them sa mga bahay or apartment nila. Magluluto sila or kaya mag-take out na lang kami. And then kwentuhan na lang about anong nangyari in the last weeks or months sa buhay namin. Kasi talaga pong, ano na, I think ever since pandemic also, nag-iba na rin, nag-shift na rin ang culture ng mga groups, ng mga, ano, we enjoy each other's homes and just the simple things together.
Nice naman. Actually, iba rin yung kwentuhan pag nasa bahay kayo, no?
Yeah, it was all out, Miss Pia. Walang lingon-lingon na may nakikinig ba? May nakatingin ba? Diba? So, it just feels, the intimacy feels better pag nasa bahay ng pandemic.
Oo, tsaka walang time limit din, di ba?
Yes, exactly.
What was the latest ever na ikaw ay umuwi from a night out with your friends?
Pero di natulog. May mga ganung moments. Diretso sa flight, diretso sa work. Siguro po mga 6 or 5 a.m.
Wow, diretso work. Galing ah.
Oh, pero hindi alam nilang lahat. And then, parang nakikita na po ako sa apartment ng ate ko noon. Tapos dumating yung road manager ko sa apartment ni ate. So I was trying to sneak in ng sobrang tahimik. Lumingon siya sa akin. May araw na noon, Miss Pia, lumingon siya. Sabi niya, oh, tapos ka ng maligo. Sabi ko, ah, yun, kakatapos ko lang maligo. Tara, let's go. Tapos nung nasa car na kami, sabi niya, alam ko, kakauwi mo lang. Huwag ka nang magsinungaling sa akin. Oh, no. Lagot tayo. I went to a photo shoot at like 8 a.m. And then I had a flight at 12 noon back to Australia nung panahon na yun. So, wow!
Sarap siguro natulog mo sa flight.
Bagsak. Buong 8 hours po, Miss Pia. Tinulog ko lang talaga sa flight.
So okay din pala yung lumabas ka the night before a flight, before a long flight.
Sulit. Sulit naman.
Oo, sulit na. So at least pagdating mo doon, walang jet lag kasi tinulog mo lang.
Purely awake. And ang regret ko lang is nung nasa 8 a.m. ako na trabaho ko, para po akong zombie and parang naka-autopilot. Pero yung mata mo, dads. And I could see it sa photos na lumabas. Parang, oh, shock. Yeah. I'll never do this again.
I guess it's something na kailangan pagdaanan in some, in your youth, di ba?
Yes. Uh-oh. I think so too.
Oh, but you know, speaking of Australia, because you still have family there, di ba? So madalas Apa. Ang pag-uwi mo sa Australia.
Yes, at least once a year, if I can. And then actually, kakalipat lang din ulit na ng dad ko. So both my parents are now back in Australia. Kami na lang ni ate yung nandito.
Oh, okay. Saan sa Australia? Sydney? Melbourne? Or
my mom is sa Melbourne. My dad naman po is sa Cairns. Sa
Queensland. Okay. So, once a year, but when you do go home, gano'ng kahaba ang iyong bakasyon?
I would say, kung kaya pong 1 month, nagpapaalam ako ng 1 month. Yun talaga, kailangan walang work, walang papasok na iba, para sure akong hindi din, I don't want to miss out on work. But at the same time, para may i-todo ko rin yung time and makapagplano ng mga small trips with mom, na drive-drive lang kami, or itikat lang in the city, ganon. So, but shortest time, siguro 5 days, if I can escape 5 days. Pero kailangan nakaipon ako noon, Miss Pia, kasi mahal ang ticket yun eh.
Ang mahal niya. O, tapos 1 month, di ba? Siyempre, gastos din yun.
Yes, correct. Siyempre, hindi na tayo teenager. We cannot rely on mama to provide all the grocery. Kailangan may ambag na rin ako sa grocery ngayon.
Oo nga, no? Good point. At least, yes. Ikaw nag-acknowledge noon.
Oh, yes. Oo,
very mature. Pero how old were you when you were in Australia? Sabi mo, at the age of 11, you moved to Australia. Tama ba?
Apo, yes, that's correct. Yes. So, and then until I was 18.
So your teenage years were spent in Australia.
Yeah, teenage years. And then all my grade school years, from the age of 2 till 11, I was studying here in the Philippines, in St. Paul, Pasig.
Okay. Yeah. And was it a difficult adjustment for you nung nagpunta ka ng Australia at the age of 11?
Very much. So, ang hirap kasi mag-adjust doon. Number one, may accent sila. And although familiar ako na may twang from my dad, hindi siya familiar enough for me na maging natural siya sa akin. So, when I was in grade 6 there, kasi hinold back nila ako doon for 1 year para ma-adjust, makapag-adjust ako sa culture. And nagbabasa kami ng, what was it? A story about World War II. And dumating sa word na war. Sabi ko, war. Lahat sila, what's war? Sabi ko, war. World War II. And they're like, it's war. World War II. Oh, I'm so sorry. Parang doon na po ako natutong mag-pick up ng accent and mag-adjust para they understand me better. So the accent started thickening up. Kaya nakakatawa that some people are so surprised na mas fluent po yung Tagalog ko kaysa kay ate. And mas natural yung paliba switching ng English to Tagalog ko. But that's because of that experience of being here in grade school. And so moving there, yun nga po, accent and then also finding new friends at the age of 11 is hard. And explaining where the Philippines is. Kasi ang daming may hindi alam kung nasan po pala ang Pilipinas. They just know it's in Asia.
Oh, okay. So ikaw pala ang naging poster child for the Philippines sa Australia. In your class at least.
Exactly. Exactly. Ako na po ang ambassador ng Pilipinas.
Ambassador.
Ambassador. Yes. Message res. Thank you very much.
Walang R talaga, no?
Wala talaga po. And meron pa eh. Parang pag may R tapos vowel, parang kung curve, water.
Oo, hindi ka pwede humingi ng water. Kailangan water.
Yeah, they get confused. Water?
Say, yeah. Tubig? Agua.
Agua.
So, nung pumunta ka sa Australia and then you went to school there, was it a co-ed school? Kasi St. Paul is an all-girls school.
All girls, yes.
So, pagdating mo sa Australia.
Go ahead.
Ah, so, so doble-doble
ilang
yung...
po ako. Yeah,
oo.
Ilang nga po, Miss Pia. Kasi even sa division namin dito noon, sa Mandaluyong, lahat ng friends ko girls. Tapos nagkakahiyaan sa guy group ng subdivision. Yung talagang makikita mo lang sa dulo ng street, magkakahiyaan pa rin kayo. Ah, doon tayo sa kabilang street, doon tayo maglakad, doon tayo tumambay. So it's very culture shock to be in a co-ed school kasi hindi ko alam paano maging friends sa lalaki noong time na yon. And then until high school na lang, I'm glad though kasi at least wala akong apprehension makipag-usap ngayon sa mga lalaki or you don't think of it in a different light or manner na baka may ibang agenda yung lalaki. Kausapin.
So how long would you say was your adjustment period?
2 years, maybe? Almost 2 years po. Opo. Nung nag-high school ako, doon na talagang nag-ano na. Kumapit na yung pagiging Aussie girl ko. Sure.
Also, would you say ngayon na parang 50-50 ka, 50 Pinoy, 50 Aussie, pantay lang ba?
I would say so. Hindi po matatanggal sa akin yung mga values na na-pick up ko din doon and yung mga traits na na-develop ko being there. But also when I was there, hindi ko rin talaga matanggal yung pagiging Pinoy, yung mga characteristics natin na paggaling sa magulang, yung paggaling sa teachers. Oh my gosh, isa pa yun talaga na culture shock ako, Miss Pia. Ang mga estudyante doon at teenagers, not to say lahat po ah, but the level of respect na binibigay natin dito sa mga teachers at guro natin, incredible. Iba yung disiplina natin dito. Iba yung courtesy na pinaprovide natin as students. Doon po kasi talaga, kahit nagsasalita yung teacher, walang pake yung mga students. They'll talk
nagsasalita
over her.
Oh.
Oh, yes. And they won't raise their hands. They'll just shout the answer. They won't wait to be acknowledged. Yung small things like that that show our discipline or our, ano ba, respect sa teacher. Iba po talaga. As in, yung parang, hala, bakit hindi sila napapagalitan? Yung tatawagin lang yung name and then quiet or stop that. Pag ako yung napapagalitan na bumubulong, feeling ko tuloy, oh my gosh, demerit na to pag sa Pilipinas to. Demerit na sa report card ko to. Oh my goodness. But yeah, one of the biggest culture shocks there. Iba tayo pagdating sa respeto sa teachers natin.
So siguro tuwang-tuwa sa iyo yung mga teachers mo sa Australia.
I was a teacher's pet. I took advantage of the opportunity. Ah, lahat kayo. Guguluhin niyo si Miss. Ako lalapit.
Oo nga. Buti na lang, no? Nagamit mo to your advantage. Dapat lang naman.
Yeah. Gotta be wise, Miss Pia. Diba?
Alam mo, ini-imagine ko, parang pag ikaw ay nakatira sa Australia, parang malapit ka sa beach. Kahit saan ka man nakatira, okay, malapit ka sa beach. Kayo ba ganun din?
Sa bahay namin ngayon, we are about 20 minutes away from the beach. But before, nung high school po ako, siguro 1 hour away, but not bad kumpara sa dito. If you drive 1 hour, nasa Metro Manila ka pa rin, nasa EDSA ka pa rin eh. Yeah.
Oh, nga, so kung gusto mo bigla, maisipan mo lang, I wanna go to the beach today, ganun lang kabilis, nandun ka na.
Yes, Miss Bia, I love it. That's why sobrang relaxed ng mga tao doon. Sobrang nonchalant, I don't care, whatever.
Oh, so what are the traits of Jasmine that are very Aussie and what are the traits of Jasmine that are very Pinoy?
Tapos ang gusto na bukas.
Nagbuka ko ng hotel para sa atin. Despedida, Lida.
Poblacion, Virgin, makinig ka. Dito mo makikilala ang iba't ibang klase ng tao, iba't ibang klase ng lalaki.
Actually, nakita na kasi ako.
Girl, ang dami kong naririnig na masama tungkol kay Javi.
Problema ba tayo, Charlie? Nakakala ko may understanding na tayo.
Uy, gusto ko talaga siya.
I'm just protecting you.
Gab! I thought you were my friend!
You ruined our friendship.
Hindi ako proud, okay?
Pero alam mo, favorite ka niya. Ikaw ang tinitingnan niya.
What are the traits of Jasmine that are very Aussie and what are the traits of Jasmine that are very Pinoy?
Interesting. siguro sa pagiging Aussie, I can be very upfront and straight to the point, which can be intimidating sa mga Pinoy, or parang, uy, teka, walang lambeng, yung ganon. So, nagugulat ang mga tao minsan doon. And then, I'm very relaxed. Yung tipong gusto kong nakayapak sa heg, nakapaa, nararamdaman yung floor. And ang mga Australians, they like to be bare feet pag naglalakad sa kahit saan. Ultimo grocery.
Nakapaa
sila. Ako naman hindi naman ganun nga, Miss Pia. Pero, I like to be...
Try mo dito.
Oh my God, baka tignan ako ng mga tao dito. Ano ba yan? Naghihirap na ba si Jasmine? Ano ba? Bakit siya nakapaa? Diba? Yung ganun ka-relax na tao, yung mga Aussie. And I like to be relaxed. I like to be stress-free. Not that Pinoy's like to be stressed, no? But I think naturally, yung pagka, yeah, okay, whatever, sige lang, yeah. And then maybe, pagdating sa food, Australians can be simple. Very simple. They like their fish and chips, their mga steak and fries. I mean, not simple, no? Mahal naman yung mga yon. But kumbaga, hindi sila maraming...
Ricardos.
Yeah, Ricardos na nilalagay. Parang ito na yon, as is, can be eaten na ganyan. So, may ganun po akong mga treats din as an Aussie girl. But as a Filipina girl, no? Number one talaga po, yung respeto sa mga elders. Iba talaga tayong mga Pinoy when it comes to that. And hindi ko kayang ilagay yung sarili ko sa posisyon na may mabastos ako or ma-disrespect sa pananalita sa mas nakakatanda sa akin. Even in Australia, I felt like it would be such a sin. Parang hindi ako pinalaking ganito ng mga madre ng Saint Paul. Kailangan, respeto! Oh, hindi kaya, Miss Pia. And then, pangalawa po, I love rice. I cannot eat a meal na walang rice. Kailangan laging may rice. And siguro if anything, Filipino cuisine talaga ang pinakapaborito ko. Yung mga combo ng ulam at rice natin. Yeah, I cannot go without that. And even throughout my high school years sa Australia, yun ang lagi kong mga baon or kinakain. So, na-introduce ko ng adobo, ang bistek, ang nilaga. So,
wow.
Mga klasiko nito. Yeah.
Nagbabaon ka ng lunch mo.
Oh, yes.
Especially share sila.
Yung inaamoy lang nila. Parang they're intimidated na itry. Parang takot sila kasi Filipino cuisine is not international for them yet. So, parang may hesitancy. Bakit brown yung sauce? That's not gravy. Oh, it's not soy sauce.
It's toyo,
you know, like in the head. So, it's hard to explain, no? But it's interesting, yeah.
Oh, okay. So, I'm so amazed about how you're able to balance yung pagka-Pinoy tsaka pagka-Aussie mo. Kasi when you're here, I mean, kuwari, nakikita ka namin ng TV, parang ang galing kasi walang traces. Yung pag nagsalita ka ng Tagalog or ng Filipino, talagang diretso.
Oh,
diba?
Po, yeah.
But I'm sure pag nandun ka, hindi ka nahihingi ng water. Hihingi ka ng water.
You know it. Actually, it's just like that. Para lang din, para di na ako mahirapan dito. Excuse me, yung mga
ganon.
Kaya sometimes din dito, Miss Pia, kapag may British or may fellow Australian akong ma-encounter, tumalabas din po naturally. Parang, it's another fellow Australian. Hello! Ganon na siya.
Parang muscle memory na siya.
Opo. Yeah.
Oh. And so, what made you decide to come back to the Philippines? Was it work? Immediately that made you decide to come back?
Actually, it was work talaga po. I was 17. I was finishing my year 11 studies in Australia. Madalas na akong dumalaw ng panahon nila for Christmas sa ate ko. So, nagkakasimula lang ng show nila. Lagi po akong nasa audience, natututukan ng camera. And for some reason, I don't know why, nag-interest po sa akin yung isang network. They inquired if I'm interested. And then, akala ko yung pinirmahan ko kasi... I mean, my parents read it. I thought, naiintindihan ko. But yun pala, hindi ko fully naiintindihan. 3 years yung pinirmahan kong kontrata. I thought it was just one project. So, when I realized that po, by the time I graduated year 12, the following year, I had 2 more years left sa contract. And I felt like, ang unfair ko naman po sa network kung magsistay pa rin ako sa Australia, tapos bayad nila ako, and then hindi ko na-execute yung work. So, that was the time I decided na, I think I should come back to the Philippines at asikasuhin naman yung trabaho na kinumbit ko sa kontrata. And then we'll take it from there. Baka mamaya bumalik ulit ako. Maybe hindi ito yung tadhana, nakatadhana para sa akin. So, talagang ano lang kami noon, tansya-tansya lang, Miss Pia, kung ito na ba talaga.
So, you finished year 12, meaning senior high, you finished it in Australia.
Australia.
Before moving fully here.
Yes. And then I tried pa mag-entrance exam dito for Ateneo. Nakapasok one sem. And then because hindi ko talaga kaya yung pagod nun. And wala pang working hours nun. So I ended up after one sem taking an LOA and then signing up online na lang to continue sana my tertiary or college studies naman. So yun.
So what was your course?
In Ateneo, nag-apply po ako for communications. And then, nung nag-sign up na ako online, Open University ng Australia. What did I take? Behavioral studies naman. Behavioral studies.
So, napagsabay mo yung online school and your work?
Actually, still ongoing, Miss Pia. Still ongoing. Yeah, I'm taking it subject by subject kasi po. And, hindi kasi kaya ng budget. Excuse me. Hindi kaya ng budget. So, I'm taking
mahal
it.
Mahal din, no?
Opo, subject by subject. But at least the process is enjoyable. Hindi ko rin siya nira-rush. And sa kung anong kaya lang at the moment.
Wala naman siyang ano, parang you have, the Open University doesn't say that you have to finish it in a certain number of years. Ganyan.
No, that's the
nice.
Beauty. Opo. Basta ma-accumulate mo lang yung mga prerequisites na subjects and then pasok pa rin siya doon sa nira-run ng... Kasi iba-iba din pong university yung meron sa Open University. They have, let's say, kunwari, they have Ateneo, LaSalle, UP, Adamson, etc. And then, each university mag-offer ng course na pwedeng i-take online doon. So, thankfully, these universities na meron sila on that Open University Australia, very flexible. Very, very flexible to all ages. And no matter what age you are, you can still sign up and take another course.
Ay, ang galing. So, you chose a school to sign up to dun sa Australian Open University?
Yes. Yes po. Yes.
So, which university is that?
It's called Swinburne Technology, based siya sa Melbourne, actually. So that if ever comes a point na pwede na po akong mag-half on campus, tapos half online, at least malapit ako sa mama ko and I can just stay from her house na lang. Yeah.
Uy,
so hopefully
naman
dumating sa point na yon. Yeah, I wanna be a student in a classroom ulit eh.
Oo nga, ang galing nun ha. So would you say like you're halfway through or less than half, more than half?
Maybe a quarter. Kakatapos ko lang po ng mga prerequisites kasi to enter. Ang dami.
Wow,
that's so expensive. But ang dami din, I think it'll make it easier once I'm in the course para I'm straight to the main subjects na po. Hindi na siya yung parang you take basics pa or basic English, basic math. Wala na po ganun. Straight to the related subjects na siya.
Hindi na siya mga gen ed. Shucks, Jasmine. Ang galing. Ang dami mo pinagkakaabalahan, no?
We try, Miss Pia.
Is there anything else that keeps you busy aside from work and school? I mean, do you have like a business or do you have other things that you like to do, whether for work or pleasure?
Well, just recently, I purchased a lot in La Union. So I'm trying po maghanap ng business idea and concept na pwedeng i-develop for that. And ayun, ipon mood. Lahat ng asawa ko, ipon, will go towards that. So I'm really hoping I find good business partners and develop a solid concept. Kasi meron na po kaming bar sa La Union called Funky Quarters. Hyde's Bar, boutique hostel na may bar sa taas. Pero ngayon naman po, gusto namin gumawa ng mas ibang experience. Yung pang-relax talaga. Hindi naman party mode sa La Union. Yung ibang crowd naman ng La Union yung gusto namin i-cater to. So, hopefully po, in the next 5-10 years, I can develop that. And Miss Pia, I'll invite you there.
Oh,
let's
thank you.
Enjoy.
Alam mo, I have actually never been to La Union. So, but kasi, I don't know, a feeling ko kasi is La Union is for a younger crowd. But you now know, that you're saying...
It's for families.
Okay, yeah. Kasi hindi ako nagsasurf or anything like that.
But so, pwede pa rin. I understand. Pwede pa rin po. Pwede pa rin. Actually, if you're planning to go, for the listeners also of your podcast, Miss Pia, baka ganun din po kasing niisip nila. It seems like it's a party town. Surf down, you know, for the younger crowd. But actually, lots of families go there and they bring their kids, their new places now that are far from the party town, pero still very much relaxing, still away from Manila. You still feel like you're on a vacation. And a lot of the nature spots there, aside from the beach, there's lots of waterfalls there, Miss Pia. Sobrang dami pong magagandang waterfalls. And also, good food. Oh my God! Best food at La Union. Opo talaga.
Shucks.
I can give you recommendations.
I want. Alam mo kasi yung naunahan pa ako ng anak ko na mag-La Union eh. Siya nakapunta na ako, hindi pa.
I can give you all the places na hindi pa ang party, Miss Pia. Ako sige, pong bahala sa inyo.
Give me a list of recos, ha? Para matry din namin yan na asawa ko.
Yes! Para hindi kami ma-out. Yes. Para in then with this the scene para right in now. Then.
So bago kami pumunta ng La Union, daan muna kami yung Poblacion.
Yon! Pre-game muna sa Poblacion. Yes.
Tapos diretso na biyahe papunta ng La Union.
Oh goodness. Oh my gosh. Good luck.
Good luck. Uy, pero nice ha, na parang you're really already preparing na. Parang it's a sign of maturity, they say, di ba? When you're making business plans or setting aside your savings, ganyan.
Yeah. I think, ano din po eh, kasi I learned a lot also sa kilos ng ate ko, you know, kung ano din nakikita kong success niya with her finances. I wanna figure out, I don't earn the same as her, but I wanna save like her. I wanna invest like her. So yun po yung tinatry ko namang, ano ba, maaral and ma-apply sa sarili kasi my career is very different from my ate na in the sense, she's an all-around. She can do anything. But ako kasi, I'm an actress. Sometimes, I'll do brand engagements. But hindi ako sing lawak in terms of anything, anywhere like her. So, I have to be smarter. I have to be wiser. Kaya po talagang, ngayon pa lang, even my partner Jeff helps me out with a lot of, ano ba, pag-aaral, sa pag-invest. Ito nga pong, kung saan nakapatong yung phone ko ngayon, I have mga books ng Investing 101, Accounting 101, yung mga ganyan. Para lang po mag-iba din at lumevel up din ng maturity pagdating sa mindset sa trabaho. Diba, Miss Pia?
Oo. And it's important talaga that you have friends and family who help you out, di ba? Kasi kung ikaw lang mag-isa gagawa lahat, medyo maloloka ka rin, di ba?
Intimidating din siya, Miss Pia. Oo. Kasi parang hindi ko to alam. And lalo na pag sa school noon, yung may mga subjects minsan na intro to accounting or yung na-intimidate yung class kasi hindi ko naman yung career, hindi ko naman yung gagawin. So, why bother knowing, di ba? But ngayon kasi, pag na-apply mo na siya sa sarili mo, mas madali siyang matutunan pala. So, yun yung perfect combo ngayon na I know how to move my money. Pero, at the same time, wiser ako with it kasi may nabasa na ako or may nagkwento na sa akin na kaibigan or tito or kaibigan ni ganito na experience nila. So, it becomes easier to apply sa sarili natin. Diba?
Oo nga. And yun nga eh, when you surround yourself with people who are supportive of all the things you do, all your endeavors, then that's a big help.
Yeah.
Diba? Like you said, your partner, si Jeff, he's very supportive.
Yes, super. And he knows kasi may frustration talaga ako sa pag-aaral. And I love being a student. I love, not pretending, no, but like, starting from zero, tapos asking all the questions. I love that. I love trying to get more out of you na information or wisdom. So, when someone nurtures that, parang ang saya sa feeling na pwede kang magtanong ng magtanong at hindi siya mamasamain na para kang walang alam sa life. Yung ganun po.
So, would you say na at this point, is there still anything that you haven't tried that you wanna try?
Actually, more on mga physical activities, Ms. Pia. Like yung mga ginagawa ng tao na hiking and trekking for like almost how many? 72 hours.
excited.
Yeah, I want to try that. Ganun, kasi may isa akong friend, miss, pinakita ko, nag-trekking sila dito lang sa Pilipinas. And then, they climbed up a mountain, in between mountains, tapos, sansang lowland, ng tubig sila napunta until they crossed the river. And, you know, I saw her testimonial about it, how it really strengthens your patience with yourself, yung control ng, ano mo, ng mga mood swings mo, control ng pagkapagod ng katawan or energy na in-exert. So I wanna test din yung limits ko in terms of that. Physically, lalo na I've transitioned from like hardcore workouts to yoga, I wanna see where it brings me naman kapag out in the wilderness naman. Kasi iba din yung nasa comfort zone ka lang at home eh, di ba? Or in the gym. Iba din yung ina-apply mo na siya sa labas sa mundo natin. So I wanna test my body and kung ano yung kakayanan niya sa labas.
Oh. Pwede gawin yun sa La Union. Trekking, tapos
ay,
ano.
Ay, pwede. Baka pwede. Maraming mountains din doon. Oh, we just gotta set the trails. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you have to find the trail eh, no? Mahirap yung pupuntahan mo, wala pa nakapunta. Mahirap na yun.
Baka i-rescue nyo na ako noon.
Oh, wag naman ganon. Jasmine, before we really let you go, I know you have a long day ahead of you, so thanks for being with us. But, surprise, we have a game for you. Okay, Let me check. The game is called... Oh, 3 days, 2 nights. Because of your movie, 3 days, 2 nights in Poblacion. But the game is called 3 days, 2 nights, 3 items and 2 companions. Naku, may twist.
Interesting.
May twist. Here's how it works, okay? You have 3 days and 2 nights to visit the place. And you have to bring 3 necessary items and 2 important companions with you. Pero, bawal umulit ng sagot kada lugar. Naku. Okay, bawal ha. Bawal umulit. Ang dami pa naman nito.
Let's try.
Okay, let's try. Okay, first. So kailangan galingan mo yung first answer mo pala kasi bawal mong balikan. Okay, which 3 items and 2 companions would you bring with to Australia?
3 items. Maleta.
Good answer.
Maleta.
Bahala na kung anong laman nun.
Very good. And umbrella. Kasi you never know when it's gonna rain or shine in Melbourne. So, kailangan ready ka.
Nice. Good answers. Oh, parang hindi mo kailangan ulitin niya. Eh, sino yung 2 companions?
Nandun na kasi sila eh. My younger sister, Charlie. She's still in Pampanga, so I'll bring her there. And then, can I bring myself there? Companion? Sorry, kay Nene. I'll bring Jeff to Australia. Yeah, I'll bring Jeff.
Oh, sure ka, kasi baka may iba pang venue.
Change answer. I'll bring my manager, kasi taga Australia din yung kapatid niya. Ayan.
Okay. Tinulungan kita doon.
Thank you, Miss Mia.
Okay, on next. Which 3 items and 2 companions would you bring with you to La Union?
Kaya naman pala. Okay, well, easy. Sunscreen, shades, and kailangan mo na may cash tayo kasi baka hindi ko magana ang mga card terminals or hindi ko magana signal sometimes ng mga phones nila doon.
But not
to say pangit signal doon. Okay na pa signal doon. Baka lang minsan yung location ng business na yun. Hindi sumasa.
Oo. Kasi those may mga remote things. Parts pa. Okay, and yes. Your 2 companions?
My 2 companions would be Jeff, of course. From Metro Manila, halika na. Hatid mo ako sa La Union.
Diretso na.
And then, so, my botchog pets. So, as one unit na sila, pero tatlo sila.
Yeah. Oh, ano, yun yung nasa clue natin. Botchog ba talaga silang tatlo?
Yeah! And that's also their Instagram name, The Botchogs.
Ay, ang cute.
Kasi palagang toba ng pogs ko, Miss Pia. Tapos, yung cat, parang sobrang maamo sa kanila, sa dogs ko. Hindi sila nag-aaway.
Oh, yeah. Ang galing ah. Buti hindi sila nag-aaway. Actually, uso na naman ngayon yung aso at pusa na hindi nag-aaway, di ba?
Yes, sila na ang besties.
Oo, that's the new thing now.
Yeah.
Okay. But syempre, it was very easy for you to say na si Jeff ang una mong dadalhin sa La Union.
Of course. That no-brainer na po yun.
How long have you guys been together?
Oh, I think 8 years. Yeah, 8 years total. Yeah.
Oh, tagal na.
So long na po. Opo.
Wait, now I know why. I remember that question sa Family Feud was, ilang taon ang mag-boyfriend at girlfriend bago mo sabihin na going strong sila? And your answer was... 7
years, yes. Diba? Kasi kami, kaya
nagpas-nagpas
na. Mismo, yun ang diba? Basihan ko, Miss Pia. Yun talaga.
At talaga naalala ko yung sagot na yun, ha? Kasi pinag-isipan na rin namin yun. Sabi, ilang years nga ba dapat? Kasi inisip ko baka 5? But yeah. You're right, 7. Diba? Diba?
7. Pero seven. Top answer was 10. Kaya na-surprise yes. Na ako, wow, mas matagal pa. In fairness.
Oh, kasi inisip ko, pag 10 years, hindi ba dapat kasal na sila noon? Usually, di ba, yeah. Pag 10 years, kasal na sila.
Correct. So,
ikaw, sakto, lagpas ng 7-year itch.
We made diba? It to 8.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay, next. Which 3 items and 2 companions would you bring to Siargao?
Oh, Siargao. 3 things. Tumbler, para may refillable tayo hydrate. Ng tubig.
Okay.
Yes. I will bring chinelas. Kasi para sure, laging nakachinelas tayo. Minsan nakayapak naman, pero parang may extra just in case. And bikini.
Bikini.
And syempre, sure time we beach tayo. Whether or not we surf, for sure we will go to the beach. So 3 items and then 2 companions, my sister and Dahlia.
Thank you.
Yeah,
okay,
para kasi they love Siargao eh.
Okay, so parang girl bonding na yan.
Yes.
nice answer. And this one, second to the last na to, para may idea kasi na pa isi-save mo ng mga companions.
Okay.
3 items and 2 companions you would bring to the wedding venue of Christy and Jordan, sa asawa ng asawa ko.
Oh, 3 things I would bring. So wedding ni Christy and Jordan would be number 1, posas, para kapag pag may umalma sa kasal nila ulit, ipoposas na yan. Pangalawa, ano ba? Dahil iyak si Christy, tissue.
Okay. Oo, essential.
Essential yon. At pangatlo, retouch bag ni Christy kasi para always pretty siya. Diba?
Ay, kailangan yan. And then, sino yung kasama mo? So, si Jordan.
Ang kasama ko, malamang nandun na si Jordan. So, isasama ko si Mommy Carmen. Kasi okay. Kailangan may ano tayo, may taga-barrier kapag dumadating yung isang malditang Shira. Pangalawa si Tori. Si baby Tori ni Christy at Jordan.
Yeah. Of course. Ay, cute ni Baby Tori, no? Parang minsan, yung hugot ng emotions siya, parang, ay, shucks.
Yeah.
Nakakaiyak.
Opo, Miss Pia, alam niyo po yung baby na nag-portray nung parang newborn na Tori. Kapag nagtitipin kami, and then napapagod din kasi, syempre, baby, no? So, pag ayaw niya na, no. Gumaganap po talaga yung baby. So we'll stop. We'll wait siguro 30 minutes, an hour. We'll do another scene first until mag-calm down yung baby. And then, papayag naman eventually. But pag ayaw niya talaga, no. With matching hand gesture pa talaga.
Pero so ilang taon na si Tori ngayon? Yung Tori ngayon?
She is, in real life, I believe she's 10. 10 years old.
Mga 10 na, okay. Ang galing naman.
Yeah.
Okay. So, last na to. 3 items and 2 companions that you would bring to Poblacion.
Ay, 3 items to bring to Poblacion. Paracetamol. Kasi, para sure, bago ka umuwi, no? At bago ka din magsimula. Phone, para pag nawala kayo sa isa't isa, nasa na siya, hanapin ko siya. And pangatlo, alam mo, siguro magdadala ako portable fan, yung handheld na fan, Miss Pia. Kasi pagka umiikot na kayo sa kalye ng Poblacion, umiinit din, ang daming tao, ang daming ilaw. So, uinit, pawis. Tsaka may alak ng katawan mo, umiinit na rin. So, parang kailangan natin ng refreshing air. So, portable fan. And ang dadalhin kong guest, well, actually, ang una, numero uno kong gustong dalhin from our cast is si Kahay Bautista. Kasi gusto ko siyang makasamang malasing this time. I wanna see her in her actual party mode. So, I bring her. And then, pangalawa, since I've already partied with Barbie, ngayon naman I wanna party with Lady Margarita and see how the Ligon becomes the Ligon!
Oo nga, no? Yung accent niya, ganun pa rin, no? Yung malambing na, ano?
Yeah.
Oo. Wow. Uy, asaya, no? Alam mo, this makes me super wanna see 3 days, 2 nights in Poblacion para lang ma-experience naman yung Jasmine Curtis Smith experience and Barbie Imperial experience of Poblacion.
Lord, I'm sure marami pong makaka-relate sa mga nights out na yan.
Oh, I can imagine. Parang marilive namin kahit papano through the movie. But, Jasmine, ako, thank you so much again. Why don't you invite everybody to catch the movie?
Yes, please. Thank you, Miss Pia. Mga kapuso, Jasmine Curtis-Smith po ulit ito. At iniimbitahan ko po kayo na manood sa bestie movie ng taon, ang 3 Days and 2 Nights in Poblacion, na palabas na sa mga sinehan. At bukod sa pulutan, mapupulutan din ng maraming lesson ng friendship ang 3 Days and 2 Nights in Poblacion. Kasama ko rin po dito sina Barbie Imperial, JM De Guzman, Kakay Bautista, Mercedes Cabral at Lady Morgana. Kaya guys, Gina tayo sa 3 Days and 2 Nights in Poblacion mula sa Black Cap Pictures, now showing in cinemas nationwide. Enjoy!
Exciting! I love it. Mas may mapupulutang aral bukod sa pulutan.
Exactly! Gusto natin yan!
Gusto natin yan! And of course, Jasmine, where can your fans and supporters find you on social media?
You can find me on X at Jas Curtis Smith, Instagram Jas Curtis Smith, and sa Facebook po / Jasmine Curtis Smith. Pati na rin sa TikTok, Jas Curtis Smith. Pare-pareho lang talaga yan. Facebook lang na iba, Jasmine Curtis Smith tayo dyan. Tweet me anytime, message me anytime on Facebook or Instagram, and I'll be there. And also guys, please huwag niyo po kalimutan, asawa ng asawa ko gabi-gabi yan, Mondays to Thursdays, 9:35
Jasmine, thank you so much for being so game to answer all our questions at sa ating kwentuhan. Talagang ang dami nating kwento. I love it.
Yeah, thank you, Miss Pia. I had so much fun and really talagang natural. I think all the topics was really fun to talk about. Thank you also for having me. I had fun reminiscing sa mga memories ko about Australia and Philippines as well.
Oh, I'm so curious about it because, you know, I mean, I always like to try and learn more about our surprise guests' lives before what it is that they're doing now. Parang gano'n. Yeah. Parang ma-origin story, kumbaga.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I love your podcast, Miss Pia.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Such kind words. And I'll wait for your reco list, ha? Just kidding.
I will send it. I've got you.
Yay! Thank you so much, Jasmine. I had so much fun talking to you today.
Thank you, Miss Pia. Thank you so much.
This surprise was planned by the team of Louie Andre Magtibay and Aubrey De Los Reyes, edited by Shirley Paghiligan, with the amazing people of GMA Integrated News. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Till the next surprise!